All right, hey, what's up, guys? We have Hipster Pug here to talk about ambient music. So what's going on, Hipster Pug? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey. Yeah, of course. Well, my name is Tom. I make music as Hipster Pug since 2018. I started with making music in the more down-tempo, lo-fi kind of genre. And right now I'm making more music in ambient style and neoclassical music style.
All right, cool. And you're from Holland, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are you? Did you say 20?
Sorry?
How old are you?
Almost 30.
Oh, almost 30. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been playing music for?
Since 2018. And before that, I made some music, but that was on like a website called Music Shake. So you had some samples and some instruments that you could use and then put them together and you had a song. But since 2018, I've been making like real music as Hipster Pug.
All right, cool. So yeah, I already told you, but Hipster Pug, Tom, lives in Holland. I guess it's what? Is it 9 a.m. there?
8:21.
It's 8:21 there, and it's 11:21 here, and I worked all day. So the only time we could do this was like way late at night for me. So if I repeat myself or ask you the question you already answered, then sorry about that. But yeah, so so how's living in Holland? First of all, I've had a couple different guests now from like different countries, and that's always an interesting thing in itself to meet someone from a different country, you know.
Yeah.
How do you like living in Holland?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's perfect living here. It's a little bit cold right now, but that's doable. No, I like it living in the Netherlands, and it's a good country to live in. So,
yeah, I live in California, Southern California. So it's more like a desert. Okay. I'm like, I don't know if you know Palm Springs area. Have you heard of Palm Springs?
Heard of it.
Yeah. It's like desert, like Joshua Tree is like a desert.
Okay.
So we don't get very much snow at all. There is mountains, so like there's Big Bear, and we get some snow up there, but here we don't get very much snow. But you kind of need the snow and the rain in order to get all that beautiful landscape, right?
It is really
pretty there, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a nice country. Yeah,
cool. All right, so yeah, so you've been playing since 2018, you said.
Yes.
And what other, I'm actually really into music. I used to be in a band. So I've been in like emo, indie rock, punk, like screamo, all that. This was like 15 years ago. I don't know if you've heard of all that stuff. You've heard of like emo and stuff, right?
Yeah. I grew up with that sort of music as well. Like, it was more gothic, I guess. So like more like Evanescence and, what was it again? Like Blink 182 and those kind of bands.
Yeah.
When I was younger, that was a lot of what you heard on the radio and stuff. So.
Yeah. Are there a lot of bands in that come from Holland? Not really, or just the Netherlands in general.
That are also famous in like other countries. You mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's a very old band, but the Golden Earring, you might have heard of that.
That's the Golden Earring or the Golden Herring?
Yes. No, the the Golden Earring.
Earring, like earrings.
Earring, yes, okay, yes, okay. Yes.
They sound kind of like a metal band or something. What kind of band was it?
It was in the 70s, I guess, that they were popular in America. So I think it was a little bit more rock.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Where were they from? Holland?
Yeah. They are from Holland. Oh, yeah. And of course, we got a lot of DJs that are famous, like Martin Garrix, Chesto. Those are more popular in other countries than some of the bands that we have, I guess. I'm also thinking like which modern bands would be, no, I couldn't think of a band that is popular right there, right now.
What's the one band like they had the song Genghis Khan. I listened to them. I'm a little bit like Genghis Khan, or I can't sing at all.
Oh yeah.
Are they? I think they're from. They were pretty. I mean, I was really into them. I don't know why I can't think of their name. It's gonna bother me. You know what I'm talking about? They also had like.
I know the song. Oh my God! What was the name of the band?
I'm gonna have to look it up.
because I know which song you mean, but
yeah. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, Mike Snow. I want to say Mike Snow. Yeah. He's from or they're from that area, right? Or no?
Let me look for it. Mike Snow. Because to be honest, I don't know. It's from Sweden.
Okay, so I mean it's all the same area, right? The Netherlands.
No.
Oh no.
We are closer to Belgium and Germany. We are a really small country between those two countries.
Is it near the Netherlands?
Sweden is more how can I explain this? Across the sea you have England, and on the other side, really far away, there is Sweden and Norway and Norway and what was the other country? I don't remember, but Sweden is on the across the sea. So
okay, I thought you guys were over there.
But yeah, no.
are you into bands like Martin Garrix and what was the other one you named?
Chesto was also a Dutch musician or a DJ.
Chesto. So and are I you think, into those bands?
Not really. When I was younger, it was a lot on the radio, and you heard it a lot. So I've heard a lot of their music, but I was not really into their music.
Yeah, so what kind of stuff are you into now? I mean, I know ambient music, but what bands?
Yeah, it's more like Sigur Rós and Oliver Arnold, Niels Fram, Max Richter. So it's more the classical side of music that I'm into right now.
Okay. Is there a little bit of like a delay going on your end? Or on, I guess, on my end from what you're hearing?
I don't hear any delay. No, or I don't see any delay.
Okay. So I feel like that stuff is getting, I mean, I'm pretty into this ambient stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that kind of stuff is starting to kind of like get popular because of like TikTok and Instagram and stuff. Have you noticed that?
True. Yep. I noticed it too. And what I also really like is that the artists that I listen to are getting more recognition for their music. So you hear it more in TV series and in movies and in general. So it becomes a little bit more popular now than it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. And is neoclassical, is that like, that's pretty much as modern classical, right?
Yeah. Okay. But with a lot of influences from like the old or the old classical music. So they have influences like from Max Richter, for instance, has made an album called Vivaldi Recomposed, if I'm right. So that's the Four Seasons, and then in a modern with a modern twist. So it's the same kind of music but modern.
Okay, and there's one guy that I've played on my like Instagram, or there's mm-hmm. a couple guys. Actually, honestly, most of the stuff that I play is like a lot of it's ambient or neoclassical. So it's like right up your alley. Awesome. I was actually going to ask you if we can like use one of your songs for this podcast.
Oh yeah, of course. No problem.
Yeah, cool. So is your stuff, well, first of all, do you make money off your music or no?
A little bit. I cannot live from making music, so I have another job that I'm doing, but it's more like a hobby for me, and all the free time that I have, that I spend most of the time on music or making music or talking about music. So
Yeah. And there was one other band that I just remembered that is, well, no, they're also from Sweden. And for whatever reason, I was thinking Holland was near Sweden, but they're called the Viagra Boys. Do you know the Viagra Boys? What? The Viagra Boys?
No.
They're like another band from Sweden, I think. But yeah. So what's your day job?
I work in a hospital.
Okay. What do you do there?
how can I explain? I take care of everything that has wheels. So if a wheel is broken from a cart or from something, then I'm gonna fix it. So it's like a technical job that I do.
Okay, cool. And then do you play like a lot of live shows out there?
No, I'm only record music in my home, and then I release it. I haven't done any live shows or anything.
All right. Do you want to, or is the music you kind of play like kind of like not really for live music?
I guess so. Yeah. I've been thinking about it, but to be honest, I'm not sure of it's fitting for like a live show right now. Maybe in the future I might want to do it, but for now I'm happy just to release it, and I hope to try to get my music into movies and TV series. That's my main goal right now, and after that I might gonna look if I can do a live show or something.
Yeah. And do you go to live shows? Have you been to a good amount of live shows?
Yeah. I absolutely love concerts, and I've been to a lot of concerts. But for ambient music, I went to, let me think, I went to Oliver Arnold's a couple of years ago. So that was neoclassical. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to Justin O'Halloran, who also is famous for neoclassical music and for movie soundtracks and stuff. And yeah, a lot of local bands and a lot of Dutch bands. So that kind of stuff.
And what are some of the, I know you mentioned some of the names. What are some of the names that you're into now? Like the more ambient, I guess, or both, but.
I always recommend to listen to, if you want to listen to neoclassical music, I always recommend Oliver Arnold. So he is an Icelandic musician. You also have Nils Fromm, who is, I guess, German. Max Richter, you might know him for his movie music that he made for, I think it was Interstellar and a couple of other movies. And a lot of music that I listen right now is Johan Johansson, but is also really good.
Okay, I think I've heard him. That he's neoclassical, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What about like on the ambient side?
On the ambient side, that's. Let me think. Because for me, ambient and neoclassical are a little bit in the same range of music. But let me think of an artist for ambient music. Brian Eno, I guess.
Yeah.
He is very famous for his ambient music. Also Ludovico Einaudi, but I think that's also more neoclassical than ambient.
Which one? What is that again?
Yeah. Ludovico Einaudi. He is a Italian musician. He also made a lot of music for movies and does a lot of piano work or piano music. So.
All right, cool. Yeah, like I said, most of the stuff I've heard mainly just off of Instagram is, I don't know if you go on like Reels or TikTok.
No, not often. No,
not often. They have a lot of like, it would be a good place to put your music up because a lot of the songs are, I don't even know like the band names. Like, I don't know if it's just like people making music on the internet or something and putting it up there. Mm-hmm. But it's like, most of what I like is kind of like dark vibey like videos. It's kind of hard to explain like without showing, but it's like I'm trying to think of like any names. I'd have to look, but there's one guy called like Montel Fish. Have you heard him by any chance?
Montel Fish?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
What about like Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
You like him?
He made some great music, yeah.
Yeah. What about rap? Do you do any like rap production type stuff?
When I was younger, I enjoyed rap and hip hop, but nowadays I don't listen often to it. So the music from Kanye West was really good when back in the day. I don't have heard a lot of his new music, so
yeah.
But I absolutely love his what was the album called? Dark and Twisted Fantasy or something.
Yeah.
Like the album from 2010 or 2011. That was a really good album.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'm trying to think of who else. Have you done any production for anyone?
No. I've only made my own music. The thing with the new EP that I released, Nouveau Chapter, that is an album that I released with a label called Monochrome Motif. That is a starting label in neoclassical and ambient music. So that's really cool to have finally an EP released with a label. But before that, I only released my own music on Spotify. So my own production and stuff.
Okay. And then how hard is it to get your music on Spotify or like Apple Music?
Right now, I don't think it's really hard. I mean, there's a lot of places that, for instance, there is a website called DistroKid that I use to get my music on all the music platforms. And what you do is you release a song and they automatically release it on Spotify and Deezer, Apple Music, and other great music platforms.
Okay. And then how much does Spotify or does Apple Music pay for like for listens or whatever? I know Spotify does, right?
I think you get paid, but it's not a lot. I think you really need to have a lot of plays on your music. What I know for Spotify is that you need at least like 10,000 plays to have some music or some money, but it's not really a lot. I think maybe $2 or $3.
Yeah.
That you get for it. And
do you know how many plays you get on there?
It's not a lot on Spotify. I think the most, one of the songs has over 3,000 plays right now. And the other songs are around 1,000 plays. And there are some that are even lower than that. So it's not not a lot of plays.
It's hard to get it out there, isn't it? To get your music
out
there.
It is, yeah. Yeah. The thing is, there are so many musicians and everybody can make music nowadays. So, you really need to stand out from other music to be popular and to get recognized and to get people to hear your music.
Yeah. So how often do you play?
How do you mean?
How often do you play?
Like music?
Yeah, how often do you play
making music?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Almost daily. I mean, if I have an idea, I just play it and sometimes I record it and sometimes it's just I make music for fun. And if I have an idea that I want to work out, I go and try to play it. And sometimes it works and sometimes it's turning out to be nothing. So.
Yeah. Do you do any singing too?
No. I don't have the vocals for that.
Have you thought about like bringing somebody on to sing over it?
I did one for the new EP. I had a song called also like the same name as the EP itself, Nouveau Chapitre. So it's French, and I found someone on Twitter who could do French vocals. So he did the vocals for that song.
Oh, I cut out there a little bit on the end.
Oh.
you just found someone on Twitter who can do the vocals?
Yeah, I found someone on Twitter who could do French vocals.
And did they do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's already done on it.
Yeah, it's already on the album or on the EP, so you can hear it already.
Yeah, I actually checked it out on Apple Music and YouTube, I think.
Okay.
All right, it's saying the internet connection is unstable, but yeah, and I liked it. I liked the music. It's good.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so do you do any other instruments, or like, do you do drums or bass or guitar? Is it mainly just what kind of a setup do you have?
I work with a keyboard and a lot of virtual instruments, so a lot of programs to have other sounds that you can have, like strings and drums and guitar and all kinds of stuff, and that's how I make my music. So I don't have a band or anything, but I make everything myself with the help of those programs or virtual instruments.
It's all virtual?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it's on the keyboard?
Yes.
What kind of, sorry, the connection was like cutting out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of like setup do you have? What do you use?
I use LoungeKey 37 keyboards, and I use Ableton as a music station to work in and to record music and to make the music.
Oh yeah. So everything's just basically your keyboard and then your computer, and that's it, right?
And that's it.
Yeah. That yes. makes it easy. You don't have to have all like the stuff to carry around, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so if I wanted to get into that, what would you recommend? Like, how much is the keyboard you have?
I don't know anymore. I've had it for 2 or 3 years already. So I think I bought a cheaper version of the keyboards. So I think for me, it was like around 200 euros or something, I guess.
All right, cool. And then, yeah, so the goal is for you to like get like eventually get big, or like to do it full time eventually and get your music into movies and TV?
That would be a dream, of course, to have that. But for me, the most important thing is to get my music into movies and into TV series. And it doesn't matter like if it's our art house films or indie films or big movies. I mean, I have to start somewhere. So I'm going to look right now make music for movies and to get some people or ask some people if they need music for their movie. So
yeah. And what type of movies and TV shows are you into?
There's a lot. I mean, I like Game of Thrones. I like The Office. I've been watching, what was the series that I watched? The White Lotus is a series that I'm watching right now. So all kinds of shows. Breaking Bad, the popular ones, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's like my favorite show. And I'm watching White Lotus right now too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I like the first season more, but this one's also good.
Yeah. The same. Yeah.
And I watched all of Game of Thrones. Are you watching like the new Game of Thrones? It's out, right? The spinoff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard too much about it. Is it good?
The beginning was not really good. Like the first two or three episodes are a little bit boring and not, they are building something up. But after that, they are really good. It's getting like the old Game of Thrones series, like it's get good again. So
yeah. And I like the song from like Succession. Do you watch Succession?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen the series.
Yeah. The song is from I can't think of his name. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Let me have a look. What was the name of the show? Succession, right?
Yeah. It's a good song. And then also from Mad Men. I like Mad Men, the show Mad Men?
Yeah.
I like the song in the beginning of that, too. I'm forgetting that, too.
I think I have his name here.
The guy from Succession?
Nicholas. Nicolas Britel. That's the main title. Yeah, he made the main title song for Succession.
Have you heard of him?
No. But I'm definitely going to listen to it.
It's good, yeah. And watch the show too. It's a really good show. Okay. And then there's the Mad Men song too. Do you know what I'm talking about in the beginning?
I've seen the series a couple of times, but let me look that up as well.
I want to say it's called RJD2.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah. Yeah. he made some awesome music too.
Yeah. I haven't heard about him in a while. Is he still around?
No. It's been a while. I remember he made also music for some video games back in the day. I don't remember the name of the game, but that was also a really good song.
Yeah, what about like podcasts? Have you you've been on a couple podcasts, right?
Yes.
How have those gone?
They weren't cool. I always enjoy to talk a little bit about music and about the album, of course, and about my own music. But yeah, it's always fun to be on a podcast and to talk about music and to hear stories from other people. I always enjoy that.
Yeah. What about like Radiohead? You mentioned Sigur Rós. Do you like Radiohead too?
Yeah, I like Radiohead. Yeah, it's also good music.
Who are you influenced most by?
I would say in the beginning of my music, it was more like Tygo and Bonobo. So they were more down-tempo musicians.
I like Tygo,
Right now, I would say like more the neoclassical artists like I said before, like Max Richter, Olaf Arnold, Nieuws Vroom, those kind of artists.
Yeah. Bonobo's, isn't Bonobo a little bit more like up-tempo or no? Is Bonobo also?
Yeah. No, it's more drums, more up-tempo, more is happening in the music.
Yeah. What about like Skrillex and like Marshmallow and like those types, like dubstep?
I did enjoy Skrillex, some of his songs. He had one song that was really popular back in 2009. Yeah. Was it called like Bangarang or something? I don't remember, but I liked that song. I mean, it was not good or anything, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, like there was Bangarang and there was a couple of them. I can't think of the other names. Like
there
Sprite,
was also another one.
Like Sprites or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was also one of his songs. That was also interesting.
Yeah. What's he up to now? Is he? I know he made some songs like a year or two ago, but it was like just singles. Is he just like chilling now or what?
I have no idea. The last time I checked Skrillex was like 5 years ago or something. And I think then he released only, I would say, two or three albums. So maybe he released a new album back then. I've heard that, but yeah. I don't listen to Skrillex anymore.
Yeah, there was some. Well, there was also Skrillex and Diplo with. I like that album.
I remember that. Yeah.
Jack U.
No.
It was like Skrillex and Diplo, but they call themselves like Jack U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You should check it out.
Okay.
What about like Major Lazer? Have you heard Major Lazer?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, his first album was really good, and after that, I stopped listening. Sometimes I just enjoy an artist for a moment, and then I completely forget about it. So it's not that I hate their music, but it's just like, oh yeah, I remember Major Lazer. He made some cool music, but right now I'm not listening to it anymore. So I might listen to it again to see what he's making right now.
Yeah, it was like... it was Diplo and like two other guys, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Diplo? You know Diplo, right?
Diplo, I know Diplo. Yeah.
Yeah, Diplo was like.
He also makes more up-tempo music, right?
Yeah, like he was part of like Major Lazer. It was him and like two other guys, I think. Yeah. I was pretty into that. I'm not too into most of the electronic stuff. I mean, I am into the ambient stuff, and neoclassical more for like just for videos, like background music to videos. Yeah. I don't really listen to it in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm more into like, I don't know, I guess I'd say indie rock, but unfortunately, like the state of music for me isn't great anymore. It's not as good as it used to be for me. I don't know how do you feel about that?
I've been thinking, you said indie rock. I also really enjoy the music from Bon Iver. I don't know if you know him or his band.
He's one of my favorites.
I absolutely love his music. It's fantastic. And especially because it's different, you know, the first couple of albums were more indie, rock, indie pop, more that kind of sounds. And then he made an album, very experimental, but was also really good. I don't remember the name of this one. I think it was...
Well, there was 22 A Million.
That was it. Yeah, that was the name of the album. Yeah.
Yeah, there was 22 A Million. Also really good. And then there was the last one that I'm forgetting the name of. Or, Hey Ma was on
Ma?
It.
Hey Ma, yeah.
Hey Ma was on it. I don't remember the... I could look that up too. What's the name?
Also a really good album. but I don't remember the name. I'm really not good with names from albums.
Yeah. I saw him live at Hollywood Bowl and it was really good.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, let me look at that. Yeah, that one's it's just called I, like I, comma, I.
Oh, yeah. and also it's more like popular music, but the 1975 made also some cool music. I don't know if you know them.
Is it the 1930, the 1975?
1975, yes.
Yeah, I like
them. They made some cool albums. Not all of them, but their last album was not great, to be honest. I really enjoyed their 2016 album.
Yeah.
But I also don't know the name of, but it's something with sleep. I like it when you're asleep or something. Really weird title.
Yeah. I like it when you sleep as you are so beautiful and you don't know or something like that.
Yeah. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah. My favorite was the one about like, I'm forgetting everything right now, man. So then about like online relationships, like
that was the 2018 album, right?
Yeah, like, a brief inquiry to online relationships, or
that's the one.
Something like that. And they're from like the UK, right?
They from the UK, yeah.
Are you pretty close to the UK?
Close to that and Sweden, I guess. So now the UK is like let me explain. I think if you go to London from Amsterdam, so from the Netherlands or from Holland, it's like an hour and a half with a plane. So it's very close to us.
So do you do a lot of like going to other countries, or do you pretty much just stay in Holland?
No, I try to go to other countries. I went to a lot of countries already. A lot of the times. Oh, I'm sorry. I went to London a couple of times, Paris, let me see, Spain, Portugal, even went to New York, which was really cool. And I also planning to go to California or San Francisco one time. It really looks cool to go there.
Yeah, it's nice here. So what about Holland? Are you guys like a socialist country or just like us, kind of like capitalist?
No, it's more how do you call it in English? Democratic, is that the right word? I don't know. So we kind are like free to vote and
similar to US, kind of.
Sort of. Only you have like Democrats and Republicans, right? Only two choices there in politics. And I think we have more, we have all kinds of small politic groups. So one is more left and the other is more right and the other is in the middle. And I think there's like a lot of them. and some are focused on climate, the other is more focused on the wealth of people, and the other is more focused on how do you call it, immigration and stuff, I guess. I hope I say that right, but
all right. And so would you say you get like a lot of your music from America, or like would you say that most is like, where would you say most of the good music is coming from that you listen to?
I would say Iceland.
Oh, Iceland. Wow.
Yeah. They're, for some reason, they have a really good talent with music. There are some amazing musicians from Iceland. You might know, let me think, Askir or something. He's also more up-tempo in his music. He's from Iceland.
Okay. Is it like Askir or?
No, Askir, I guess. Something like that. Askir. Yeah. And
there's also I'm forgetting everything right now. The older girl, the lady singer.
Oh, Björk.
Björk. She's from Iceland, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Greenland?
Yeah. I think she's from Iceland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For as far as I know, she's from Iceland. I'm not sure about this one, but I think Agnes Obel is also from Iceland. She's also more of the ambient music and the more indie music. Sigur Rós is also from Iceland.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, especially for neoclassical music, there's a lot of talents from Iceland there.
Yeah. Have you been there?
No, I really want to go there, but in 2020 the the pandemic happened, and after that it wasn't possible to go there with all the rules and all the stuff. So I really hope to go there next year or the year after.
Yeah, I definitely want to go there. And then let's see. I think I'm gonna. Is it cool with you if I like bring up some of your music?
Oh yeah, of course. Go ahead.
All right. I've never actually done the share screen thing like on a recording, so hopefully I get this okay. Right. Let me know if you can like see my screen.
Yes, I see Reddit right now.
All right, cool. Do you have any like actual music videos, or is it mainly just the music?
Mainly just the music. I think there's one song called Introvert that has a video made by someone. And let me think. Wonderland has also a video.
All right. Hopefully there's not too much of like a lag on here. So which one do you think is the best? Is this the one with the girl singing? Introvert?
This is with a video clip. It's you also have let me see. Yeah, you could do that video, I guess.
Let me know if you want me to play any other songs too.
Okay.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long. There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I like that, man. It's like, I like the, it's good quality.
Yeah, it was made by someone who asked for musicians who needed a music video. So he said, like, I made some videos, and if you want, I'm happy to make a music video for you as a musician. And this was the end result. And I think it fits perfect with the song.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking about the music was good quality, but man, the video is really good quality too.
Yeah.
Did that cost you money or no?
I don't remember. It's 2-3 years ago, so but I really don't remember. I think it, like I said, I think it was someone who asked, like, I make music videos and I want to try out something for a musician. So if you need help, let me know. And I think he did it for free, but I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, I'm digging. I like this. Is it hard to make this type of music?
I think I made this with samples. So I released an album Neo Noir and the album that I made right now. Those are fully self-made. And before that, I also made music with sample packs. So that was a lot easier to make music. But it's more fun to create it yourself.
Sorry. Yeah, I'll probably try and incorporate some of your songs on Instagram on my videos.
Okay, awesome.
Is your music on Instagram, do you know, or TikTok?
On TikTok there are some songs that I know. Songs. Yeah, I think there's some songs on TikTok. I don't remember because I've used TikTok a couple of years ago to promote some music, but I also think that if you there's a possibility to search for music to add to your video. I think if you're typing hipster perk, that you also get some music from me before I release this EP. I think up until Neo Noir, that you can find music on TikTok.
And how many albums do you have?
Let me think. 1, 2, 3. I guess 4 or 5 albums self-published and 1 album with a label then right now.
And are they all EPs?
No, there are some albums, full albums, like with 10 songs. And there's also some EPs that has 4 or 5 songs. And some singles too.
You should definitely load these to Instagram or TikTok.
All right.
Like, put up, you should like just put, like, just load the video up on there. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know. Is it possible to make longer videos on TikTok right now before? Because before it was only possible to have like 2 or 3 minutes of video.
Yeah. But I mean, you don't have to load the whole thing. You could just load like however long it lets you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or like, okay. just do like clips of your music.
Yeah, that's also possible.
I think that'd be a good way to like promote it. All right. Are there any other ones you want to listen to?
I did also an ambient jam earlier this month or earlier this year. Maybe this one to share too.
Like you were just jamming like live or something?
Yeah. I think it's on the site, on the
on the main.
Yeah. I think it was up there somewhere. Oh, it's there already in the video itself.
That one?
Sunday gym. Yes.
Perfect.
That was one of the songs that I just came up with. And I thought like, you know what? I'm going to make a video and I'm going to record it and see if people like it. There's a lot of lag for me with the video, so I don't hear the sound, and the video is also not going smooth.
Yeah, it's loading. There's something wrong with like the internet, I think, right now.
Oh, okay, no problem.
It should. I lower the quality.
Okay.
Where did you do this on? Was it YouTube or?
Sorry?
Where did you do this on like YouTube or?
I released this song on YouTube and on Bandcamp.
But I mean, like, did you do like YouTube live?
Oh, no. I just recorded it with my phone. I just had some time left and I thought, like, you know what? I'm just going to play something and see if people like it or want to watch it.
Yeah, you should definitely do, like, you could do that too, like, do, like, YouTube Live or, like, Reddit. I think Reddit has things where it'll have, like, musicians, like, playing. There's Instagram okay. Live.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it on your end?
No, I don't hear the sounds.
Oh, you don't hear it? Oh, have you heard it? Have you heard it at all?
The last video was also without audio for me. Oh, but I thought, okay. Like, if you have audio, then it will record. So
sorry, man. Hopefully, it's no you can see it, just not hear it.
Yeah, I can see it, but like I said, there's also some how do you call it? Some lag, but that's okay.
I'm going to see if I can share the sound. I'm going to restart it.
All right.
With, so that you can hear the sound. This isn't going good. All right, let me know if you can hear it now. Can you hear it? Yep. All right. How does it sound to you?
I can hear it very good right now.
Okay, good. So yeah, what label are you on?
Monochrome Motive. It's a new label. It has, I think right now, 3 or 4 artists, including myself. And it's specialized in ambient music and in neoclassical music. So it's really weird to listen to their to the other artists' music too. If you're into ambient and into neoclassical music.
All right, cool, man. Well, yeah. So I think we're back. It's not showing the screen anymore, right? You can just see me.
Yeah, yes.
All right, cool. All right, man. Well, it's been a long day for me. I've worked all day and it's midnight. Yeah.
So I understand.
I'm gonna wrap things up. Is there anything else you wanted to go over before we end?
I'm just going to promote my EP a little bit more then.
Yeah.
You can promote
whatever you have.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You can listen to Novo Chapitre on Bandcamp. If you're typing Habsburg in Bandcamp, you probably will find the music immediately. It's only £5. I don't know how much dollars that is or how many euros that is. But yeah, it's really worth to check it out and check also the other musicians from the label. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It was really cool.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. And one last thing I usually ask guests about is, are there any, I already asked you about like music, movies, and TV. So any podcasts that you listen to that you want to recommend, anything is fine, whether it be music or something you've been on, or just, you know, anything you listen to?
I always recommend Song Exploder, but it's a really cool podcast that is telling a story about one of the songs from a musician. Some of them are really popular, others are a little bit more new, or like indie or stuff like that. But yeah, that's also really cool because they take one song and take all the layers from that song and then talk about it and how it was made and what is the meaning behind the song. So
yeah, I've heard really of that one. Recommend it. All right, cool. Is that the only one?
I think there's also on the spot right now. It's really hard to think of all the names of the podcasts. The Stumble Across podcast is a new podcast that I went on, which was really cool.
Yeah, I actually saw that one on Reddit. I saw the guy posted on Reddit. How is it?
It is really good. I really enjoyed it. I think I was one of his first guests on the podcast, so it was a little bit searching for how to do the interview and how to do everything, but I really enjoyed it. It was a really nice guy who did this podcast, so I really recommend that.
Where is that guy from?
I think he was from, I hope I say it right, Scotland or Ireland.
Okay.
One of those countries.
I'll check it out. Is that on YouTube too?
I think he just, what I saw yesterday on Reddit was that he posted the link to his podcast. And I think the first episode is out right now on Spotify, if I'm correct. So.
Okay, cool. And then, yeah, one other question I wanted to ask was actually, what's the easiest, because I mean, I actually want to know for like editing this podcast, what's the easiest, I know there's like Audacity for editing like a podcast. All I really want to do is just kind of like cut pieces. Like, I don't really want to do anything too in depth. It's just basically like, if someone's like, oh, I don't want like that part in it, can you just cut it out? Would Audacity be the easiest for that?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Oh, wow. Because it's another program that I use, but that's also for making videos, is Mufafi, but you have to pay for that.
Mufafi?
And yeah, Mofafi, if I'm correct. But I think you need to pay for that one.
And that one's for videos or audio?
And that's for this one for video and audio.
Okay.
But I would recommend, if it's only for audio, I would only recommend Audacity, because that's a very good program for it.
Okay. And then Ableton costs money too, right?
Yeah. The thing is, like, when I bought the keyboards, I got a free a voucher for free use of the program. So you get a very basic the very basic software, but you can upgrade it to have more how do you call it, that you can add more instruments and that you can do a little bit more.
Yeah,
but for the basic thing, you can you get it with the instrument if you buy one.
All right, cool. Thanks, Tom, for coming on, and I'll talk with you after about using your music. But yeah, I definitely want to like maybe use your music in the beginning of our podcast or something like that, because we're looking for like a song.
Awesome.
Ideally, like a copyright free song. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Thanks, Tom. I'll talk with you. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
No problem. I'll talk with you again. After. Yep. Bye.
Bye.